Parshas Acharimos, Perik Zayin Pasuk Ches. Va'alehim Tomar, and to them you should say, Ish Ish mi Beis Yisrael, for each person in the house of Israel, min Agar Asher Yigur B'Socham, and a convert who is living amongst you, Asher Ya'ale Ola Ozevach, who brings the Karban Ola, or he brings the offering. Rashi says, Asher Ya'ale Ola, b'chayi b'sam alamakhe yivar b'chutz, to make one liable for one who burns the limbs or organs of an offering outside the Beis HaMikdash. If one slaughtered and one and his fellow offered up the limbs, shneim chayvin both liable. Pasuk test. But pasach al moed lo yaviu yovienu, and he will not bring it to the entrance of the al moed. Lasos l'sam Hashem to do the offering to Hashem. Venichas eishahu me'amav, and he'll be cut off from his people. Rashi says venichas zaru nichas, his seed will be cut off. The mav nichasim and his days will be cut off. Pasuk yod. The ish ish and any man who bases himself in the house of Yisrael min agar agar b'socham and a ger who lives amongst you asher yochel kol adam who will consume any blood but asati panai benefesh ha'ochel es asadam and I shall direct my face upon the soul of one who consumes the blood v'chrat yosah mikarav amah and I will cut it off of its people. Rashi says kol hanef kol adam fi shenemar benefesh ha'chaper since it says atones for the soul. My flesh is not chayiv. El adam hamikdash only for the dam that could be used as a carbon, which can be used as an atonement. Tamalomer, kol dam, any blood. Nesati panai, panai sheli, my attention. Pona ani mikol askay, I'll turn my all my concerns. The obsequio, and I will deal with him. Pasuk yud aleph, ki nefesh habasar for the soul of the flesh. Vadam he is in its blood. Vani nesati v'lachem, and I have given it. For you, al mizbech to be on the mizbech l'chaper al nefesh zichem to be atonement for you. Kedam hu b'nefesh shechaper, for it is the blood that atones for the soul. Rashi says, ki nefesh habaser shel kol beri, the soul of the flesh of each creature is b'dam hu talay is dependent on the blood. L'fikach l'satzi, therefore I signed it al mizbech on the mizbech l'chaper al nefesh adam to be an atonement for man's soul. Tavo nefesh v'schaper al nefesh the soul of an animal should come and atone for the soul of a man. Pasuk yibes. Therefore, I say to the Jewish people, "Call nefesh mikem lo sochadam. Any person should not consume blood. Vagar agar v'sochem lo chadam. Any ger who amongst you may not consume blood either." Rashi says, "Call nefesh mikem hazak adol maktam," which is to warn the adults having the minors eat this blood. Pasuk yigem of ish ish in each person. Mibnei Yisrael from the Jewish people. Mina agar agar v'sochem from the ger that's amongst you. Asher tutsayid chaya o kasher yachel who will trap a beast or bird that may be eaten. He should pour out his blood and cover it with earth. Rashi says, "Asher itzod en le'el yatzod." This only is applicable, similarly to one who traps an animal. What about itzod and va'omim? What already trapped? Like avazim tarigol mi'ayin, a chicken and geese. Tamalomar tzayid catch mikomakom any circumstance. So mked matam lama lenamar asher itzod. Why is it emphasized that who will trap? Shul yochem baser Allah bazmanazos. Meaning it's telling us a rule that you shouldn't eat meat unless it is with this preparation. Meaning once you eat meat regularly, it should be viewed as something that's like trapped, not readily attainable. Asher ye'echel, pralut tumeim, excluding non-kosher animals. Pasuk gedal, ki nefesh kol vasar damo b'nafshahu, because the soul of any flesh is, its blood represents its life. Vomar, so I say, Levnei says to the Jewish people, "Dam kol basar lo sochelu. Don't eat any of the blood from the flesh. Ki nefesh kol shar damahu. For the life of any flesh is its blood. Kol ochalav yachris. Anyone who consumes it will be cut off." Rashi says, "Damo b'nefesh shahu. Damahu lo. Its blood serves as b'makom ha'nefesh in the role of its life. She nefesh tali b'lo because the life is dependent on it. Ki nefesh kol basar damahu. Ha'nefesh hi hadam. The life is the blood. Dam ubasar lashon zachar. Dam and basar is lashon zachar. Nefesh is from the keva." So therefore, sorry, in this pasuk it says, ki nefesh kol basar damo hi, it's referring to the nefesh. So nefesh, the life is the blood. Pasuk says, v'chol nefesh sher tochal nevelo trifa, any person who eats that which is died in mold. V'ezrach v'ger, a native or a proselyte, v'chibes v'gadav v'chatz v'ayim, he has to immerse, scolding it, he has to immerse himself, v'ayim in water, v'tamei ha'ar, v'nei's tamei until the evening, v'tahir, then he'll become pure. Rashi says, asher tochal nevelo trifa, the Torah is only talking about a specific type of animal, a unslaughtered carcass of a kosher bird, she'in la tumah, Ela b'sha shnevas beis habliyah. It's only tame at the time when a person swallows it. And the Torah b'livcha kind of tells you, the Torah is telling you shemetame b'achilasa, that it transmits tumma when you eat it. If you eat tame b'magal, but you don't just become tame by touching it. With treifam, we're kind of the mole animal mentioned here. L'nichrotav ela drosh. It's only been to expound. L'chein shenino. In this way, we learned yachol tehid nevilas of tame b'tame. So you might have thought that the unslaughtered carcass of a bird is of a non-kosher species to transmit impurity, the vesabliel, through the being swallowed in the throat, tamalomar, utrefa. Mishesh bemino trefa, yatsa of tame, she'in bemino trefa. Only a kosher animal, but a non-kosher animal doesn't have a din trefa, therefore it does not become tame. Pasuk test zayin v'imi lo yichabes begadal u'busar lo yichas bin asal v'no. If he doesn't immerse, and he doesn't immerse his clothing or his flesh, he shall bear the iniquity. Rashes v'na savano, meaning if im yochal kodesh, if he eats hekdesh, or he can't eat hekdesh, but the base of hekdesh, then chayv al tumazo, kshar tumeyat, then he'll be chayv for karis, for all the other, for his impurity, like other examples of impurity. B'sor lo yichas v'na savano, achitas gufo and shakaris, for not immersing his body, he's chayv karis, akivas pagadi b'malkas, but for the fact of not washing his clothes, he's punished by lashes. Meaning that the emphasis of the pasuk, b'saro lo yichatz b'nasal v'no. That's how he reads the pasuk. His emphasis is on his flesh, but not on his garments. It's only lashes. Pasuk parak yichatz pasuk alaf. Adi Rashem Moshe le'mor Hashem spoke to Moshe, saying pasuk beis. Ba'avel ben Yisrael speak to the Jewish people. V'amar to them, say to them, Ani Hashem l'kechem, I am Hashem your God. Right? She says, Ani hu, I am who, I am the one. Shemarti b'sinai anuch Hashem l'kecha. I said, I am Hashem your God. So you accepted yourself my sovereignty, so now you have to accept upon yourself my decrees. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, it's revealed before Hashem that there's going to be an issue in the days of Ezra, that the future of the Jews will be rebelling with regards to Raias, b'mei Ezra. And therefore Hashem confronted them with a decree, I am Hashem God. Do me goes to Alechem, know who's giving you the decrees, Dain Lepara, the judge who's exacting a punishment, Vinam Lecham Iskar, and also is faithful to pay reward. Like the practice in Egypt, in which you dwell not to do, Lo Sasu, do not do. And the practices of lands of Canaan, which I bring you, do not do. And do not follow their statutes. Rashi says, "B'kamayis eretz Mitzrayim, which is makid, magu, which tells you, Shemaseim shal Mitzrayim shal Kananim, b'kukal b'kol olmos." The Egyptians and the Canaanites were the worst of all nations in terms of their moral practices. V'osim b'kamos, v'osim makom in that place, shi'osh b'al Yisrael. That's where the Jews lived. B'kukal minakol. That was the most degenerate of them all. The Egyptians in Goshen were the most degenerate of all the Egyptians. That's what the emphasis of Asher Shachtim about. The nations that the Jews conquered were the most degenerate of them all. Why did the Torah leave out Shlo Amar? That shouldn't say that we're now saying don't follow the statutes. That's their traditions. That's etched in their ways of how they act. The theaters, the stadiums. Rabbi Meir says, "Il darkei Amorish she manu chacham." These are the specific ways of the Amoris, Amorites, with the Chazal already enumerated in the Gemara and Shabbos, pasuk and daf Samach Zayin talks about it a lot. Look over there, pasuk Dal. As mishpatai tasu, you should do my judgments. Ves chukusat shmeru, and you should observe my decrees. Lachos behem to follow them. Ani Hashem lekechem, I am Hashem your God. Rashi says, mishpatai tasu. Eil dvar hamur b'tor, these are the marriage mentioned in the Torah, b'mishpat, in judgment. She'il l'lonos nemru, because if they weren't mentioned, you could have an omer, it was appropriate to have said by man without the Torah telling you. Es chukusay teshmaru, dvar ha'ashim b'zeru samalach, these are things that are decreed by Hashem. She'it sehara meishiv lahem, which concerning the evil inclination reacts by asking, lama lo nesham, why do we have to watch them? V'umos olam yeshiva malem, and the non-Jewish nations react concerning them, k'lomar, k'gon, achilas chazir, eating pork, Ulvicha Satan is and where Shan is, Vataras Mira Khatas and the idea of the Paraduma ashes. The Torah says, Any Hashem, I am Hashem, Xirosa Alechem, my decrees upon you. Yatur Hashem Lev Tashram, you can't exempt yourself by asking those questions. Lachas Bahab to follow them. Altif Tifatra Miktocham, don't take leave from them. Shaltamar, don't say the Matichach Masisra, learn to allow the Jewism of the Jews. So now I'll go and learn the wisdom of the other nations. Pasuk He. You shall observe my decrees and my judgments, which man shall carry out and live by them. I am Hashem. Rashi says, "Shmartem es mishchok v'sayv v'gomer." The Rabbi shared to duke a parasha to include other fine points in the portion. Shall part a kasevem which the Torah did not specifically enumerate. Tavar acher litin shmir v'asiel l'chukim to assign observing and carrying out to decrees, shmir v'asiel mishpatim and observing and carrying out to judgments. L'fi shelo nasim el asiel mishpat u'shmir l'chukim, because the Torah only says doing mishpatim and observing chukim. Now we're saying observe and do both acts. Both types of commandments. And as I said, carry out means doing them, and observing them means studying the laws. In the world to come. So what do you mean? He's going to live in this world. He's going to die in this world. So Asbin is going to live in the world to come. And Hashem, them, and the Shem is faithful. Hashem is faithful to pay reward for one who does the right thing. Pause to go up. Ish, each person share. Akol sha'ar, sha'er be sorrow. Lo sakiv legalis erba ani Hashem. Any man shall not approach his close relative to uncover nakedness. I am Hashem. Rashi says lo sikervu lahazir hanakeva kazachar, means not just the man but even the female. The kachanemer lashem ram, that's written in the plural. Ani Hashem nam l'shem schar, Hashem will pay a reward. The reward. Pasuk zayin erba savicham erba simchon lo segale, on nakedness of your father and your mother you should not uncover. He lo segale erba sa imcha, he is your mother. Don't reveal her nakedness. Rashi says, "Erva savicha, suish savicha." It's not your father; it's the wife of your father. Or ina alek nashom. Maybe it's just your father. Never kind of erva savicha. Never lahalin erva savich aviv gila. It says later on he has uncovered his father's nakedness. While lahalin ishus aviv, afkan ishus aviv. It's a connection to another pasuk we're going to see later on in Perek Chaf. It's referring to a man's father's wife. So here also it's referring to his father's wife. Erva simacha lahavi imo. Meaning it's even his mother who's not anymore married to his father. That's included in the Israel as well. Pasuk Ches, Ervas Eishes Avicha, the Erva of your father's wife, Lo Segale, you should not reveal. Ervas Avicha, he is the Erva of your father. Rashi says, the Rabos Achamisa is to include even after death. Pasuk Ches, Ervas Achos Chabas Avicha, Obas Yimecha, Moledes Bayis, Moledes Chutz, the nakedness of your sister, whether your father's daughter or your mother's daughter, whether born in a home or born outside, you should not cover their nakedness. Rashi says, "Vasavicha afas anusach b'mashma." The implication of the pasuk means even if the daughter was unfortunately raped by one's father in a non-marital relationship, it's also included. Blood as vayis and blood as chutz bein shomrim lo avicha. Whether they say to their father, "Kayim es ami ima," you may maintain this woman who is your mother as a wife, uvein armelo hotis ima, or they say send your mother out, you go mamzeres and nesina. Like for example, she's mamzeres and nesina. Still, you can have relationships with this sister. Pasuk yud, ervas bas bencha, the nakedness of your son's daughter. Or bas bitecha, or your daughter's daughter. Lo segal erva son, you should not reveal ki ervas secha hina, for they are your own shame. Rashi says ervas bas bencha bito beenuso, meaning his daughter from a woman who he raped. That's what the pasuk is referring to. Ubito, ubaskito me ishto. And when we're talking about his daughter, it means his daughter's daughter from his actual wife. Unrelated, we learn the ervas isha bito from the nakedness of a woman and her daughter. Never kind of about it says lo segale bein shehi mimenu bein shehi mishacher, whether she's the woman's daughter from him or whether she is the woman's daughter from another man. If it's the person's wife, there's an iser to have relations with that granddaughter. Erbas bas vincha, the nakedness of your son's daughter, kavachomer levitcha, and all the more so to your own daughter. Ella lefi she'in maser mantin, since they do not derive a negative prohibition by a kavachomer through reason, lamanduha, so we learn the negative commandment of your own daughter, mikzir shavim mesechas yivamas, from mesechas yivamas, even though the Torah never actually explicitly mentioned that as an iser. The erva of your father's wife's daughter, who is the born to your father, she is your sister. Rashi says, "Ervas bas eishes avicha limid she'inuchayev achoso," teaches you that a person chayev a punishment for a sister mishivcha from a Canaanite woman or a non-Jewish woman. Because it says, "Moledes chutz," Because Bava says, Melez chus shomrim levicha otzei, which we say your father has to send the wife away, yacho af v'shicha v'nachris. So I thought even a shicha or a nachris, so kachnemar, bas eshes avicha, beru'uya l'kedushin. That's why it says in the Torah, your father's wife's daughter, meaning it's a person who is the daughter who is of someone who is fit for marriage, to be actually a wife. Pasuk gibes erbas achos avicha l'sagal, the nakedness of your father's sister, you should not reveal, she'er avicha he, is your father's flesh. Pasuk gimel erbas achos imcha l'sagal, the nakedness of your mother's sister, you should not reveal, she'er avicha he, it's your mother's flesh. Pasuk gedaled, erbas achi avicha l'sagal, the nakedness of your father's brother, you should not uncover, you should not approach his wife, because she's your aunt. Rashi says, Ervas achi avicha l'sakale, umahi ervas. So what is the erva? Elish tachalo l'sakir. Don't approach his wife. No, it's not referring to having a relationship with him. Pasuk says, Ervas kalascha l'sakale, the nakedness of your daughter-in-law, you should not reveal. Eishas pincha hi, it's the wife of your son. L'sakale ervasa, don't reveal her nakedness. Pasuk Rashi says, Eishas pincha hi, lo marti, elo b'sheish l'vincha eishas ba. No, it's only usher when your son's married to her. Prada nusak, excluding someone who is raped by your son. Shivcha v'nachris, there's no this isher does not apply. Pasuk tazayin, erva as eshes achicha lo segale, the erva of your brother's wife, you should not uncover. Plus erva achicha he, it's your brother's nakedness. Pasuk gizayin, erva as isha obita, the nakedness of a woman and her daughter, lo segale, you should not uncover. Es bas bina ves bas bita, you should not lo sikach, you should not take her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter, Legalus Erbasa, to reveal her on her nakedness, Sheira, Hina, Zimai, their kin. It is a suggestion, a sinful advice. Rashi says, Erbas Isha Ubita, Lo Asar Kasav Ella, Al Ide Nisa Harishona. The Pasik is forbidding only through a marriage of the first one, meaning the prohibition refers to a verse, to the verse applied, the prohibition of the Pasik applies only to when you are married to the mother. Kach Nemar, Lo Sikach. That's what it says, don't take after Lashon Kicha, which means marriage, don't take the daughter. B'chein Leinin Ha'onish, that's why by the punishment, Asher Kach Es Isha V'Es Ima, a man who takes his man and his mother, Lashon Kicha, which means taking out of wedlock. Avo Anas Isha V'Tulisa B'Shbito, if a person just rapes a woman without any marital relationship, then he can marry the daughter if she is not, if it's not actually his daughter. Sheirahina, Kervazuzu, they're close related to each other. Zima, Itza, which means advice, Kitargumo, Atzas, Itzas Chatoin, sinful advice. Sheitzrachal Yoatzchal Achto, your evil inclination is advising you to sin. Plus Yidchas, Visha Alachos Lusikach, you should not take a wife to her sister. Let's roar to be a rival, like Allah Servasa, Allah of the Chayeha, to uncover her nakedness upon one of them, upon the other in her lifetime. Rashi says, "As a chosah shteim ka'achas to at the same time, letzror letzon tsara to be a co-wife, letzon zu tsara kizu to be a co-wife for the other one, v'chayel lemancha, which tells you shem girshat if he divorced her, lo yisa as a chosah, you can't marry his sister, calls on she yuchay any time that she's alive." Pasuk gittes, v'al isha benidas tumas lo sikir legalos ervasa, a woman who in her time of nidus when she's menstruating, you cannot uncover her nakedness. Pasuk Chaf, Be'al Ishes Amisecha, Lo Siten Shechavtecha Lezera, you should not lie carnally with your fellow's wife, the time about, to make yourself impure with her. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Umizarecha, Lo Siten Haver Lamalach, you should not present any children past your Molech, Lo Sechal Hashem Hashem Akecha, Ani Hashem, and you should not profane the name of Hashem, I am your God. Rashi says, La Molech, Abrazar, he's an Abrazar, Shishma Molech, which is called Molech. The Zoghi Abaraz is the Abel Shavosir Benel Lakramim. The person gives a son or daughter over to the priest of the Molech. The ocean say Medurus Kedolos, they make two big bonfires of Abaraz Ben, they would pass the son over, Baragulav on foot, Bain Shte Medurus Aish, between these two bonfires. Lo Sitin Zui Misiras and the Kram, this is referring to giving it over the priest's Lahavir Zuhavaraz Aish, this is passing through the fire.